The first, whom I will call Farad, had played professional soccer in Rome. He was endowed with an athletic physique, curly black hair, soft walnut eyes, and a background and charisma that made him irresistible to women. He was my opposite in many ways. I worked hard to win his friendship, and he taught me many things that would serve me well in the years to come. I also met Anne. Although she was seriously dating a young man who attended another college, she took me under her wing. Our platonic relationship was the first truly loving one I had ever experienced. Farad encouraged me to drink, party, and ignore my parents. I consciously chose to stop studying. I decided I would break my academic leg to get even with my father. My grades plummeted. I lost my scholarship. Halfway through my sophomore year, I elected to drop out. My father threatened to disown me. Farad egged me on. I stormed into the dean's office and quit school. It was a pivotal moment in my life. Farad and I celebrated my last night in town together at a local bar. A drunken farmer, a giant of a man, accused me of flirting with his wife, picked me up off my feet, and hurled me against a wall. Farad stepped between us, drew a knife, and slashed the farmer open at the cheek. Then he dragged me across the room and shoved me through a window, out onto a ledge high above Otter Creek. We jumped and made our way along the river and back to our dorm. The next morning, when interrogated by the campus police, I lied and refused to admit any knowledge of the incident. Nevertheless, Farad was expelled. We both moved to Boston and shared an apartment there. I landed a job at Hearst's Record American Sunday Advertiser newspapers as a personal assistant to the editor-in-chief of the Sunday Advertiser. Later that year, 1965, several of my friends at the newspaper were drafted. To avoid a similar fate, I entered Boston University's College of Business Administration. By then, Anne had broken up with her old boyfriend, and she often traveled down from Middlebury to visit. I welcomed her attention. She graduated in 1967, while I still had another year to complete at BU. She adamantly refused to move in with me until we were married, although I joked about being blackmailed, and in fact did resent what I saw as a continuation of my parents' archaic and prudish set of moral standards. I enjoyed our times together, and I wanted more. We married. Anne's father, a brilliant engineer, had masterminded the navigational system for an important class of missile and was rewarded with a high-level position in the Department of the Navy. His best friend, a man Anne called Uncle Frank, not his real name, was employed as an executive at the highest echelons of the National Security Agency, NSA, the country's least known and, by most accounts, largest spy organization.